From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Republican lawmakers threatened to cut off U.S. funding for the World Health Organization's cancer research program over its findings the herbicide Roundup is probably carcinogenic to humans. AgWeb.com reports House Science Committee Chair Lamar Smith says the 2015 conclusion in the International Agency for Research on Cancer was fundamentally flawed and used cherry-picked science. A separate review by the EPA concluded in December that Roundup is not likely to cause cancer at typical levels of exposure. As if Americans did already have enough chicken on the menu, production of the nation's most popular meat is headed for its biggest growth spurt in over a decade. According to AgUpdate.com, companies like Tyson and Sanderson Farms are leading an industry expansion with new processing plants from Tennessee to Texas, fueled by years of profit gains from cheap feed grain and record demand. Sanderson estimates the industry's production will increase 3% annually from 2019 through 2021. Crop prices may be showing some signs of life, but that's of little comfort for American farmers who are forecast to see their income fall to a 12-year low. AgWeb.com reports the Wednesday USDA forecast predicts profits will drop 6.7% this year to $59.5 billion in 2018. That's the lowest since 2006 and would be down 52% from a record of $123.8 billion in 2013. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.